The Good Fight by Leonard Susskind. From Intelligent Thought, Science versus the Intelligent Design Movement. I recently had a chance to redeem myself when another group of Christian students approached me. They had learned that I was writing a book that included in its subtitle the phrase, String Theory and the Illusion of Intelligent Design. Could I explain what the book was about? Not only was my approach more effective, but I am also much more satisfied that it was intellectually honest. I began by remarking that Darwinian evolution, not the topic of my book, had been very successful at explaining many things, and that biologists did not see any insurmountable obstruction in evolving complex life from simple microorganisms. I told them that there certainly were gaps in the story of evolution, but that the rules of the science game were to attempt to fill those gaps with natural explanations. The evolution of the eye came up again, and again I explained it. But I also told them something else. That there were things that science didn't, and might never, fully understand. That quantum mechanics had led serious physicists to question the relation between mind and matter. I expressed the opinion that the mechanisms that underlie consciousness were obscure and not at all certain. How then could science prove that consciousness did not survive death? I told them that science could not prove any such thing. Then we talked about the subject of my book, The Origin of the Universe, the laws of physics, and the fantastic fine-tuning needed for life to have evolved. I explained the current views on the anthropic principle. Scientists believe that the universe is extremely big and also very diverse, most of it hopelessly hostile to life and uninhabitable. But here and there, some small pockets happen, by chance, to be more conducive to life. And that's where life forms. They quickly realized that this was not a view that supported intelligent design. But I also quoted from the last chapter of my book. And what about the biggest questions of all? Who or what made the universe, and for what reason? Is there a purpose to it all? I don't pretend to know the answers. Those who would look to the anthropic principle as a sign of a benevolent creator have found no comfort in these pages. The laws of gravity, quantum mechanics, and a rich landscape, together with the laws of large numbers, are all that's needed to explain the friendliness of our patch of the universe. But on the other hand, neither does anything in this book diminish the likelihood that an intelligent agent created the universe for some purpose. The ultimate existential question, why is there something rather than nothing, has no more or less of an answer than before anyone had ever heard of string theory. If there was a moment of creation, it is obscured from our eyes and our telescopes by the veil of explosive inflation that took place during the prehistory of the Big Bang.